Ich kann so sagen, nächste Woche Chess und Schlag, wenn wir mit sagen, wir noch auf Zeit Chess. Fakt, wir haben die Wochen are in a medium armor. Wir haben gesagt, 6 Wochen. Und wir haben gesagt, we can see this from our mission as well. Because our mayor says that the medium armor is used to kill him. And also says that the Shulchan was 12 by 6 Wochen. The Pasuk says it was 2 armors by an armor. We see from here that a medium armor is 6 Wochen. Fakt, this suggests that there are armors that are larger than 6 Wochen. Mara says, yeah, there were. The mission says that there was a chamber in the Migdash known as the Shushan Habira, and there were 2 armor measuring sticks there. One was larger than the 6 tefach armor of Moshe by 1/2 etzba, and one was larger than the armor of Moshe by 1 full etzba. The purpose of these was that people who sold or made things for the Beis HaMikdash would have to deliver based on the larger measurements, although they would only get paid based on the smaller measurements. Why was this chamber known as the Shushan Habira, and why did it have a picture of Shushan on it? Rav Chisda and Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, they gave explanations. One said it's to remind everybody that we were in Golus and Paras, and to remind them to give thanks to that kingdom. The other says it was to instill the fear of the kingdom. Yane says one should always fear the kingdom. We see that even Moshe spoke with respect to Paray. Rabbi Yochanan said we see it from Eliyahu in the way that he showed respect to King Achav, even though Achav was a tremendous Rasha. The Pasuk teaches that there will be trees that will grow from the banks of the river that will flow from the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Pasuk says that the leaves will have healing powers. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi and Rav Chisda argue as to what the healing powers are. One say that it cured mutes. It will cure mutes from who make them be able to speak. The other say it will cure women who can't have children. We also find that Chizkiah said like this first understanding, and Bar Kappara said like this second understanding. Abraham says, if the Pasuk would have said to make 12 loaves and put them into 2 arrangements, we would have said that we can make 1 arrangement of 8 loaves and maybe 1 of 4. That's what the Pasuk says. That's to be 6 to each arrangement. If the Pasuk would have said to make 2 arrangements, 6 to the arrangement, and did not say that there should be a total of 12 loaves, maybe it should be 3 arrangements of 6. You know, it's 2 arrangements and 6 to the arrangement, and the extra word arrangement means a third one. The Pasuk therefore said there should be 12 loaves. If the Pasuk would have only said 12 loaves and arrangements and arrangement, if it would have said those words without mentioning 2 or 6, we would have said that there are to be 3 arrangements of 4 loaves each. Therefore, the Pasuk says 2 arrangements and 6 in the arrangement. It comes out, all these words now to come to teach us that there are 2 arrangements of 6 loaves each. If he put 4 in one, 8 in the other, not Yaitza. If he made 2 arrangements with 7 loaves in each, Rebbe says we view the top loaf as if it doesn't exist, and therefore he'd be Yaitza. Fragment of the Pasuk says that the spoons of the Levina have to be put al, meaning on, the loaves. So if there was a 7th loaf, he put it on there, how could it be Yaitza? The Levina is not on the loaves. That 7th loaf is not loaf is nothing. Chisda said, the Chisda Tarabnuna, Rebbe follows his view elsewhere that when the Pasuk says al, it means next to, it doesn't mean on Dafke, and therefore putting on the 7th is considered to be next to as well. Mishnah said, Kol HaKelim Shev HaMikdash V'chulu. Abraham says, all the Kelim HaMikdash were placed so that their length was placed to the length of the Mikdash, except for the Oroin, whose length was to the width of the Mikdash, and that's how it was placed, and that's how its poles were placed. What does Abraham mean by this last statement? It means that it was placed with its length to the width of the Mikdash because its poles have to have their length to the length of the Mikdash. We see this from a brisa which says that the poles would poke out into the parochas. This assumes that the poles were placed along the width of the aron. How do we know that this is how it was done? So Yehuda said we learned from the psukim that when the aron was carried, it would be carried by 2 people on each side. And they were sort of on the inside of the poles with the aron. If 2 people fit, it has to be that the poles were along its width, which meant that people could fit along the aron's length. The Bryce says, we learn from a pasuk that Shlomi made 10 shulchanos for the Beis HaMikdash in addition to the one that Moshe made. The pasuk says that 5 were placed on the right, 5 on the left. Now, this can't mean 5 to the right of the entrance, 5 to the left of the entrance, because that would mean that there were shulchanos in the south of the Heichal, which would violate the requirement that the shulchan be in the north. Rather, it means that the shulchan of Moshe was in the center, and the shulchanos of Shlomi had 5 of them were to the right of Moshe's shulchan, and 5 were to its left. Abrai says, we learn from a pasuk that Shlomi made 10 menorahs to the Beis HaMikdash in addition to that one, to the one of Moshe. The pasuk says, 5 were placed on the right, 5 on the left. Again, this can't mean to the right and left of the entrance. That would mean there were some menorahs on the north side, which is against the requirement. Rather, it means that the menorah of Moshe was in the center, and with regard to the menorahs of Shlomi, 5 of them were to Moshe's menorah's right, and 5 were to the left. One Bryce says the Shulchanos were placed from the midpoint of the Beis HaMikdash and westward, and another says they were placed from 1/3 of the Beis HaMikdash and westward. The Mara says it's not a stira. There's a second Bryce says including the Kodesh HaKadosh was part of the Beis HaMikdash for this purpose, and therefore it was 1/3 of the way into the Beis HaMikdash, which is the same point as the midpoint of the Beis HaMikdash. If you don't take into account the Kodesh HaKadosh in the first Bryce, therefore it's not including the Kodesh HaKadosh as part of the Beis HaMikdash. A Bryce says, Rebbe says the Shulchanos were put lengthwise from east to west. Rebbe Loza, son of Shimon, says it was put from north to south. Rebbe learns this from the menorah, just like the menorah was put east to west, so to the Shulchanos are put east to west. He says the menorah was put east to west based on the pasuk that says that the western flame was lit lifnei Hashem, which means it was closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim more than any other flame because it was the most to the west, which means that the menorah was placed east to west. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, learns this view from the Aron, just like the Aron was placed north to south. So to the Shachanos were placed north to south. Rabbi rather learned from the menorah because that would be learning a keli from the outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from meaning the Shulchan, from another keli outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the menorah. Rabbi Elazar says the menorah itself was put from north to south. He explains the pasuk of lifnei Hashem to mean that all the wicks face the center, as is taught by Abraisa, and the center of wick face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's what it means, lifnei Hashem. According to Rebbe, we can understand how the Shulchanos were set up from east to west in the space of 20 Amos, because there were 10 Shulchanos, with each being 2 Amos long, and the midpoint of the Heichal was at 20 Amos. Therefore, even with a drop of room between each Shulchan, it was at most a small piece of the last Shulchan that would be beyond the midpoint of the Heichal. However, according to Rebbe Lozer, how did the 10 Shulchanos fit in the exact space of 20 Amos from north to south? There was not even a drop of extra room from the small space that would for the small space that would be necessary for between the shulchanos. Further, even if the shulchanos could fit into 20 amos from north to south, how would the kahanim be able to get past this line of shulchanos? Further, this would mean that there were 5 shulchanos in the south of the heichal. Further, there would be where was the shulchan of Moshe put? As more, this last question applies according to Rebbe as well. So rather, we have to say the Shulchanos were put into 2 parallel rows of five each, with the Shulchan of Moshe in between these 2 parallel rows. Rebbe says, this makes sense, according to Rebbe Lazar. Can now everything fit in the north half of the Heichal and in the western half of the Heichal? However, according to Rebbe, since they needed to be pulled away 2.5 amas from the north wall, I needed an amma for the width of the Shulchan itself, and another 2.5 amas of space between this row and the Shulchan of Moshe, and an amma for that Shulchan, and then another 2.5 amas of space between the Shulchan of Moshe and the second row, and an amma of width for that row. And this setup required a width of 10.5 amos, which meant it was a half an amma on the south side of the Heichal. After tomorrow, the Shulchan of Moshe was not put in between the rows, rather it was put to the west of the rows, and there was no need, therefore, for 2.5 amos between it and the rows. Therefore, all the Shulchanos fit comfortably in the northwest quadrant of the Heichal.